Right, injection 4 in the middle of stage 6 load shedding. A little bit of a mission, but let's go. 3, 4, 5, 6. Right, it's week 3. Welcome back to Ozempic Diaries. I'm Jonathan Vanker. I'm with Charlene Armstrong, and we are your hosts. Today we're checking in with our progress, and then we're going to talk about a very relevant topic for this week, which is plateaus and how they mess with your body and your head. Charlene, how are you?
Good morning. I'm good. I feel good today. After last week Monday, I felt awful last week Monday. I don't know if it was just the combination of having taken my weekly jab the night before, and then like I had a bit of a coffee overdose before gym, and the rest of the day just went pear-shaped. But since then, I've been feeling good. I definitely feel better when I am getting my weight training sessions in. It's crazy because I have such lack of energy. For listeners who've listened to previous episodes will know I've mentioned before, I have an iron deficiency or an iron absorption issue. And so I'm taking supplements for iron, but I think that because I'm generally lethargic and I have no energy, you don't feel like doing the workout. But the more I do the workouts, the more energy I have. And so, yeah, it's just... it's a chicken and egg situation. But yeah, overall feeling good. I have felt a little bit of my appetite return, I guess. And I won't say that I have cravings to the point where I used to just like, I cannot control myself with food. But I feel in the mood for something like which I didn't in the first 2 weeks. I'll feel like, oh, I wouldn't mind a curry, or I actually feel like a nice salad with this or that, which I haven't in the first 2 weeks. I didn't feel that on the first 2 weeks on Ozempic.
Yeah, I would agree. I'm also, you know, we're just finishing the 0.25 milligram doses now. We've both just taken our fourth jab. So the last injection of that introductory dose, and then we'll go up to 0.5 next week. And I also do feel like, especially around Saturday, Sunday, it's wearing off a little bit more. I'm not as crazy cravings and snacky as I normally am, but I went away for the weekend and there was just food everywhere. And I was actually very good. But at the same time, with me, it's like if there's grapes in my line of sight, they disappear, you know, not whole handfuls of them, but I'm definitely being more
snacky.
Yeah, you
just keep like picking one, and before you know it, like the whole plate's empty. I know, I'm the same, yeah.
I blame Woolworths and their cotton candy grapes and all the various dark devilries of science that they're doing with fruit over there. So yeah, let's catch up on results. This time it's me to go first, and I went from 96 kilograms down to 95.4 kilograms. So only a 600 gram drop, but I'm actually not too bleak about it because we, as I said, we went away for 4 days, very social, lots of drinking. Not lots of drinking. My friends aren't like that, but I didn't drink at all. There was some snacking, but it was all on like fruit and biltong and that kind of thing. But previously, if I'd gone away for 4 days with people, I would come back 2 kilograms heavier. So losing just over a half a kilo on that kind of weekend away is actually pretty good, relatively. So yeah, 95.4, started on 98. And then at the end of last year, I was on 102. So I've actually totaled up around 7 kilograms, if you don't count the kind of Ozempic time, which is great. Very happy with that. How about you?
Yeah, so I started on 86.9, and then this morning I am on 82.8. So in my first week, I dropped 4.1 kilograms. And then in my second week, I was up 100 grams, and now I'm down that 100 grams again. So still 4.1 is my total loss so far since I started on Ozempic, which I'm not unhappy about. For me, as long as it's not up, I'm in a good place, firstly. And secondly, I was worried about the big drop in the first week because I don't want to lose muscle mass. It is definitely not a goal of mine to be stick scrawny thin. Just because of my age and because of menopause, I've got osteoporosis in my family history. My mom suffers from it, so brittle bones in old age is not something I am looking forward to. And so, to keep muscle mass while losing body fat is my biggest aim at this point. So averaging at about 1.3 kilograms a week at the moment for me, if you look at the overall time that's passed, that's a good place to be. So I'm happy with that.
Of course, we'll see next week. It'll be a different, maybe a different story. Mm-hmm. Every week you blitz out, it gets harder and harder to kind of post-rationalize it, you know?
I will say this, like I did, so I try to not weigh every day because I haven't had a scale in my house for a very long time because it messes with my mindset. I get incredibly depressed if I see the number on the scale and it's gone up and I've tried really hard, you know? So for my own mental health, I try not to weigh at all. But for the purposes of this experiment, we're obviously tracking. And so yesterday morning I weighed and I was up.
Oh, right.
And I was just like, I was depressed the entire day. However, when I put my clothes on, they fit differently. They're more comfortable. Right. I can see I'm not retaining as much water. My waist is smaller. I'm not as bloated and uncomfortable as I normally am in my gut. So those things, even though those things are happening, and I'm like, this is good, this is good. And the only reason I weighed was because I was feeling good. I got dressed in the morning and I was like, wow, I feel good in this outfit. It didn't sit so comfortably before. So I weighed and I was up like 400 or 500 grams. And I was like, I was just so devastated. But then I also have to, and my husband was trying to talk me off this ledge. He was just like, I can see the changes in your body. Don't get despondent. You're doing great. Da-da-da-da-da. And I'm just, I cannot flick that switch in my mind to get away from the idea of the number on the scale. It's so bad for me. So I decided, okay, I'm going to scratch that one. That was not my real weigh-in. My weigh-in is on a Monday morning and I should have just weighed on Monday morning like I promised myself I would. So I carried on through the day yesterday. I did my thing, whatever. And then I had a good night's sleep last night. I had lots of water yesterday. And when I weighed this morning, I was down the 600 grams that I was up. So I felt better about it. Right. But it plays on my mind.
Yeah, it messes on your mind. And for us, I think even more so than for someone who's just kind of on a diet, you know, as we said in the last episode, we're investing a lot of money, a lot of time, a lot of effort. We're making the show. We've now got about 700 followers on Instagram. The numbers, we're getting quite a lot of downloads on the episode. So there's a fair amount of external pressure, which I'm trying to ignore. But but yeah, it is totally natural. And there's a few kind of reasons for plateaus and for the start-stop nature of weight loss. And for that, let's go into Ozempic John Splained. I've got a little list here of reasons why fat loss plateaus. So firstly, of course, there's water weight loss, and you might experience a rapid drop in the first few weeks of any diet plan or going low carb or using Ozempic, and that's primarily water weight. Lower insulin levels, which Ozempic creates, can also cause the body to release stored glycogen, which holds onto water. And for every gram of glycogen lost, the body sheds about 3 grams of water, so the scale moves fast at first. Also, your caloric deficit is at its peak. If you've reduced your calorie intake significantly, then fat loss happens quickly in the beginning because the body is tapping into stored fat for energy. Ozempic reduces appetite, making it easier to stay in a deficit without feeling deprived. Also, there's a metabolic boost from changing your diet or starting a new exercise plan. The body has to work harder to adjust to those changes and it temporarily increases energy burn. Over time, though, the body adapts, leading to slower fat loss. There's also something called adaptive thermogenesis, or a metabolic slowdown, which means that as you lose weight, your body needs fewer calories to function. The body senses the weight loss and tries to conserve energy, slowing your metabolism slightly. And this is just a survival mechanism from ancient times when food was scarce. There's also less energy burned from daily movement. That's called NEAT, non-exercise activity thermogenesis, which includes all the calories you burn from doing things like walking, fidgeting, and general movement. So when you lose weight, your body naturally moves less without you realizing it, leading to fewer calories burned throughout the day. Number three, muscle loss can also reduce calorie burn. So if weight loss happens too quickly without strength training, muscle loss can occur. Less muscle means lower metabolism, making it easier to hit a plateau. So the solution, as we've talked about, is to continue with resistance training to keep that muscle around. Then there's also something called set point theory. So your body has a set point for weight that it tries to maintain. And when you lose weight, hunger hormones like ghrelin increase and fullness hormones like leptin decrease, making you hungrier. That's your body just trying to stay in the same place. So how Ozempic helps this is it regulates these hormones, reducing cravings and helping to override the set point. So now on to why fat loss sometimes stalls completely. Firstly, there's something called the whoosh effect. This is when fat cells release fat but temporarily fill with water, making it seem like no weight loss is happening. After a while, the body flushes the water, leading to a sudden drop in weight, which is called the whoosh effect. Secondly, there's inconsistent calorie intake. Over time, portion sizes or snacking may creep back up, slowing progress, or your body just adapts to the new normal. So we're definitely experiencing this in that 0.25 milligrams, the entry-level dose, now seems to not quite be enough. So we will be scaling up to 0.5 next week and try and break through those plateaus. But that said, plateaus aren't necessarily bad. Continuous rapid weight loss is not good, we know that, so we're just going to try and be patient.
I also just want to say to women listening to us here, because I have for too long in my life fallen into the trap of plateauing and then getting despondent and just sometimes just giving up entirely. It becomes such an emotional thing for me. I was like, well, I've been trying so hard, it's not working. I may as well just eat what I enjoy and love because I don't care anymore, you know, and then that carries on for like 2 or 3 weeks or whatever. I understand, I'm sure most women know this, but some might not know this or might not take this into consideration. Where you are in your cycle plays such a huge role in what the number on the scale is also going to say. Because as your body gears up in your cycle, you retain more water and you do hold on to weight. And once you've progressed through your cycle to the initial point, a tip would just be like, make sure that when you weigh or when you take your measurements or you consider comparisons, make sure that you're comparing apples with apple and that you're always at the same point in your cycle when you do it, because it can really mess with your head. And I've certainly fallen into that trap.
I think if there's anywhere that I'm failing, it's in sleep, especially on a weekend away where the kids go down late, like 9 o'clock, and then the adults go and socialize. And I was getting to bed at 11:30 for like 4 nights in a row. And sleep does make a big difference.
Yeah, that's surprisingly to me, I didn't realize how badly my lack of sleep affected my weight loss and overall health. And it's hard when you're a parent, because I used to find myself in a position where I was like, okay, the kids have gone to sleep. I just want to like take 2 or 3 hours where I don't have to do anything that's expected of me. I want to be an adult and I can decide to binge watch a series until like 12 o'clock at night because I don't have responsibilities right now. But you're doing yourself a disservice. So I guess if you're mindful about it, nobody's ever going to get it right. And you were out with friends and it was also a time making memories and whatever. So as long as it doesn't become the norm, then, you know, a little bit of balance.
Charlene, what's the focus on the next week for you?
I guess more of the same for me. Last week, I didn't have a great eating week. Not that I didn't eat enough, but I didn't eat the healthiest meals. Like I was definitely ate less salad. I still took my creatine and my protein, but I think because my appetite, in inverted commas, was returning, I would have like I had Chinese food the one day and it was like the fried noodles and whatever.
Right.
So yeah, we'll focus on my 3 days of weight training and try and get more vegetables in this week and sticking to lots of water. And for you?
Sleep and water. I'm just going to boil it down to that because thus far I'm not drinking. Food has been actually fine. We're eating healthily. So it's just a case of improving those two things. I've got my water bottle here. You've got like a Stanley mug of how much? How big is that thing?
I think it's 1.25 liters. Can I tell you, this Stanley of mine is the biggest win. And it's actually such an obnoxious thing.
It's such a trend. It's very instant.
And mine happens to be like also like screaming pink. It's not like a pastel tone. My husband bought me this. He was like, you're so extra. This suits your personality. You need an extra Stanley. As if a Stanley in itself is not extra enough. But anyway, this Stanley has been a lifesaver for me in terms of water consumption. consumption, because you finish one, you're 1.25 like liters of water in. So I only have to drink like three of these a day, and then I'm pretty much on par.
And you can do some bicep curls, side raises with it, and it's a significant weight as well, which is good.
Yeah, I mean, we're not sponsored by Stanley, but there's a little go Stanley cheer from my side. Not yet.
So that is it for episode 4 of Ozempic Diaries. We have talked about plateaus. We'll post a little bit more on our Instagram. If you have any questions, or if you want to share your goals with us, pop onto our WhatsApp community. You'll find a link in the show notes, and you can share anything you want with us. If you've had a success story, we'd love to hear it. If you've had a failure story, we'd love to hear that too. So then we can answer your questions or put a voice note of you telling us your story on the show. And thanks very much for listening. It's a real pleasure to see the show kind of take off in the numbers. At least we're getting some good listens, so really appreciate your time for listening. Awesome. Well, have a great week, and we'll catch up again 7 days from now.
Lekker, you too. Cheers.